Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schutz for Marini Matshikh Liv Nishmas, Marisessa Bachmarat Khan, Sigon Satachas, Mayor Sev, Shimon Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Siro, Zan, Zushim, Rabbi Yosef, Rafuas, Ruth Victor, Bastir, Rabbi Lechai, Chev Fege, Bas Michal, Dispasia, Rav, Avri Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia, Rav Barachat, Mesir Tzipoira, Rav Bachmachim, Tzuchat, Zalat, Zabrachat, Zomachat, Sayadeyem, Based in the Torah, main Rabbeinu Avonogod with Manzatzal, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Atzul Tamim Pe'alo, Hichold Rochav Mishpat Kel Emunah, Ve'ein Ovel, Tzadik V'yoshor Hu, the rack, his work is perfect because all of his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity. A just and right God is he. Great. So we have to understand, what is the great Shevach? What is the great praise of Hashem? That he's not Oseh Avel. Kel Emuna Ve'ein Avel. There's no injustice. That's a praise. It's part, of course, that Hashem doesn't do injustice. The Dover Pashut. It's like saying about Hashem, oh, he's not a really cruel God. Pashut. It's not a Shevach. Say that about Hashem. And even according to what Rashi explains, Rashi says, "Vein avel af l'rishayim mishalim schar tzidkasam v'olam hazin." That he even pays the rishayim their reward in this world. So you're right. The etzem chiyuv aschar is chesed Hashem, and there's no avel. Mitzad Atzma wouldn't be unjust if Hashem wouldn't pay them. In Tzedakta Matitena, what did you give Hashem by doing what's righteous? So Hashem's not gaining anything by your mitzvahs, and yet he gives schar. So that's wonderful. Hashem is doing a chesed. But the pasuk seems to say that if he doesn't give schar, it's an avel. And if he doesn't give schar, it's an avel, then what's the shevach of Hashem that he gives schar? Nachama, we get back to the original kash, it's not a big deal. Of course he's going to give schar. Ma shevach huzeh? What's the great praise over here? Of course Hashem's going to give schar. If not giving schar is considered an avo, is considered unjust. I also have to understand what it says, kel emuna! Rashi says, what's the Kel Emuna? The Shalim L'Tzadikim Tzidkasim Lo'ilam Haba. That Hashem is the God of faith who pays the Tzadikim for their Tzidkus in Olam Haba. Alpish Macher is Tagmul Sof Lamin is Yatzvarav. Even though it's going to take some time, in the end you're going to see God is trustworthy. Adkan. Now if we say that there's a haftacha that God's going to reward the tzaddikim. And again, what's the great shevach in saying that he's going to keep his promise? Pashut. We'll say, understand, tzaddik v'yosher. What's a tzaddik? What's a yosher? It's talking about Hashem's hanhaga. It's the hanhaga of a tzaddik and a yosher. What's the difference? Tzaddik is righteous, yosher is straight. Let's understand what it's the beginning of the pasuk. At surah tamim pa'alo ki chol drach of mishpat. What's Tamim Pa'alo, that his actions are complete? And what's he called Rochav Mishpot? So, you know, as always, we have a Pasuk. Just read through the Pasuk. Weiter, life is short. Gotta do Shnai Mikra. But it's Kedai sometimes to really just sit, take some time and understand the Pasukim we're reading. Unbelievable. Now, the Ikra Pasuk is talking about, as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and others say, and the shayla of tzaddik v'ralo and rosh v'tovlo. A tzaddik, and it's evil for him. And a rosha, and it's good for him. So we have to understand Right? So it's telling us that no, in the end, God's a God of justice. Everybody's going to get what they deserve. So lechora, we have to understand the Ikar Shaila that David HaMelech had asked in Tehillim. And in the Sefer Habakkuk, we see this, and elsewhere, Noch and Noch, that they wonder to Hashem, why are the tzaddikim suffering and the Rishayim prospering? So the question is, what's the problem? Loy machshavoysei machshavoyseichem, velo darcheichem derochai. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. And if lefi das elyon, this is the right way of doing, and this is what Hashem decided, you're asking based on your havana. A child in first grade is looking at a blackboard in MIT, and all of these different mathematical equations are written up, and the kid in first grade starts asking, like, you're a little schwach in addition and subtraction. Why do you ask him about MIT math? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos compared to our seichel are much more far removed than MIT math from a first grader. So what's the question, b'chlal? So it must be that the Iker Kasha is that we are promised in the Torah that there's schar v'onesh, and that it's going to be good for the Rishayim and bad for the Tzadikim. And therefore, kimt for the Shaila, what's going on? We see the world doesn't work that way, apparently. And if the Torah promised it, it's going to be good for the Rishayim and bad for the good for the Tzaddikim and bad for the Rishayim according to human understanding, and it's not like that, then there's room for a question. So now it would appear that it's true there's a mahalach of schar v'onesh lefi tfisateinu, according to our perception. Aval vaday yeshno mahalach shel schar v'onesh. There's also a mahalach of schar v'onesh according to true justice, which is Das Hashem. And on that it says at Surah Tamim Pa'alo. In other words, that there is a shlemus in Hashem's anhaga, and that is that the mahalach of schar v'onesh is gam lefi tfisateinu v'gam kefi da'ato yitbarach. The mahalach of schar v'onesh is both according to our tfisa and according to Hashem's das. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a shlemus. Because either we would lack the true tzedek, or we would lack the human perception of tzedek, of justice. So therefore the pasuk says that Surah Tamim Pa'ala, the rock's ways are complete, his actions are complete. It works both according to our Havana and according to the objective Havana, God's Havana. V'azeh ba'am shech k'chol d'rachav mishpat. Mishpat is between two people. V'gam kan ha'kol u'bim mishpat bein ha'tzedek she'lefi tfisateinu u'bein ha'tzedek ha'amiti ha'ban mi'yidi ato yitbarach. Everything is done with justice. Both justice, as we understand it, and justice, as Hashem understands it. That's the mishpat bein hashnayim, between two. Like it says, kel emunah v'ein avel, tzadik v'yashar hu. Emunah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to make his words true. So that means kel emunah. Hashem acts in ways, if you see in the Torah, the word emunah very rarely, if ever, means how we use the word emunah. Of course, you have to believe in Hashem. But The word emuna is used in many contexts, but not as in, I believe in God. When the Torah tells you to believe in Hashem, it uses Lashem Yedia, uses Lashem Enochi Hashem Elokecha. You're talking about Kel Emuna, who's Hashem believing in? Right? So what it means is he's Ma'amein Dvarav. He shows that his words are true. His words are faithful. So that's the Fit Fisatenu. He's going to be Ma'amein Dvarav to show that as we perceive Schar Va'onesh, it is going to be carried out. And not only that, Ve'ein, that's Kel Emuna, Ve'ein Avel. Rashi says we're talking about the Schar for the Rishayim. Why are they getting schar? If you are righteous, says Job, what did you give God? He didn't add anything. So therefore Hashem is giving you schar because of his chesed, and that's lefi daito. Or we meet as tuva, that we don't have any hasaga in. Barak lefi das Hashem, agiya schar l'rishay ma'amaseyim. Sha'idei ze imatan schar lehem, Avelu. So not giving them schar would be avil, according to Hashem's havana. So the two mahalchim of schar are that Hashem is ma'amin es heftachasai, kel emuna. God is a God of faith. He shows. So kel emuna is that He pays for tzaddikim their tzidkas l'olam haba. Even though it's ma'acher, l'shalem is tagmulam. Sofu la'amin es dvarav, like we said, that's lefi tfisaseinu. That's according to our conception of schar v'onesh. Because we think that the tzaddikim deserve schar. The an inviter, you have the Heiliger what's it called? I'm sorry, not what's it called. You have Kelemuna Vein Avel. You have the Vein Avel. What's the Vein Avel? It's L'Rishayim. That's according to Hashem's Tfisa. That they deserve Schar. That's Lefi Daito, which we don't understand. So these are the two Mahalchim. Matan Schar the Tzadikim. And then Matan Schar for the one who knows Hashem knows he's a tzaddik, meaning the Rashi who gets his schar. And that's the end of the pasuk, tzaddik v'yasher hu. Tzaddik is a davar muchlat, klapei atzmo. Tzaddik is objectively righteous. And yosher is yachasi l'davar acher, shekaplof hu b'yosher. Tzaddik is objectively righteous, and Yosher is straight in relationship to something else, which is not. It's in relation to something else which is not straight. That's Yosher. In other words, Neged B'nei Adam. Ekam klape hasagasim will be yosher. There is even people looking at it will appreciate that it's straight in relationship to others towards whom it's biyosher. That when other people look at this, if they're straight, and even if they're not straight, doesn't really matter. When other people look at this, they're going to say, this is straight. Because Yosher is in relationship to others. Tzaddik is objective. So this teaches us that the Mahalach of Schar Va'onesh is Matim Gam L'Tzaddik, meaning it's objectively correct. And that's the Tzaddikim getting their reward. And it's also Yosher, when we look at it, we are going to see that it is correct. Klapei us, vis-a-vis people, regular human beings with our limited understanding. We're going to appreciate the yashrus. Therefore, that corresponds to the kel emuna ve'en avil. The kel emuna is the tzaddik, the yashrus is the ve'en avil. So it comes out that it says, it's tzur tamim pa'olo, v'mishum shakol drachav mishpat. הם בין שני המהלכים שישנו בקיום עניין של שכר ועונש. You know why it's Sura Tamim Paulo? You know why God's, the rock's actions are complete? It's because called Rach of Mishpat. Because Mishpat again is between two. Who is in between the two? And we always said Mishpat is their Shnayim. What is the Shnayim? The Shnayim is our Tfisa, our perception, and Hashem's perception. And therefore it goes straight to according to both. Meaning it's going to work according to the way we understand things and the way Hashem understands things. It's going to please us and please Hashem. Avdil. And why is that? Kel Emunah. What does it mean, Kel Emunah? Kel Emunah means that he's going to give schar to the tzaddik, and that's our tfisa that we get. Vein Avel. Even the Rishayim are going to get that. That's Hashem's understanding. Tzaddik. What does tzaddik mean? Tzaddik, it's objective righteous, objectively righteous. Yashar is klape others. We're going to see it as righteous. Yisod enyan mevura midivrei ha-sifri. And the pasuk v'atzura tamim pa'alo, pulaso shleima al kol bo'i olam. Ve'en lahar achar midoisa, v'filu shinu yishol klum. Ve'en be'echad mehem she'istako v'yoymar, ilu ayal yishol ha-sheinayim, ilu ayal yishol ha-shraglayim, that Hashem's pula shalem al kol bayolam. You're not going to be harach midosev and say, wow, if only I had three eyes, if only I had three legs, if I could only walk on my head, how great it would be. In other words, there's sechel enoshi and sechel elyon. And we're both going to appreciate Hashem's actions. Not only does Hashem appreciate it, but even we're going to appreciate that we're totally cool without walking on our head. So that's the Tamim Pa'ala. V'nirah, shemash katuv, atzur Tamim Pa'alo, v'emshech, l'mash katuv basu gimel. Ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel le'elokeinu. I will call out to Hashem. Give greatness to our God. The Godel Udavar Yachasi Klape Misha Katan Mimenu. Ve'ech she'ech shem gadol be'ovad ve'lo lefaret neged mi gadol u'bal kochenu she'adarab kivan she'katuv gadol be'ovad bal kochenu ha'kavana she'gadol mikol ha'metziut. How can it say, talk about Hashem's Godel. Godel is in relationship to something smaller. So how can we talk about Hashem's greatness without talking about who He's bigger than? It's all Yachasi, right? So the answer is that it must be that we're talking about Hashem being greater than all the Metzias. And Mamela, He's just a Godel. Hainu ha-mevuar b'gemara b'va batra kuf lamedalad amud bet. Davar gadol maase merkava. She gadol levad haynu michutz lemetzius. It's outside of reality. Maase merkava. That's Hashem's godless. It's beyond our perception. It's beyond us. Beyond this world. And that's the end of loy machshav asay machshav asaychem lo darcheichem drochai. And the das Hashem is not like our das. And then that Moshe says that this godless is expressed towards us in the mishpat of schar v'onesh tamim polo. And the mahalach of the schar is the gather shalay machshav asay machshav asaychem. That's the Tamim Pa'olo, Vein Ovel V'Tzadik, Shenemar Vein Ovel. And there's no Ovel, and Hashem is a Tzadik, and therefore it's a Hemshech of Pasuk Gimel. In other words, in Pasuk Gimel it says, Havu Godel Elokeinu, give greatness to Hashem, meaning it's beyond us, and that Hashem's Schar V'Onesh is also beyond us. It's also going to, we also understand it, but it's also beyond us. So it says, Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godel Elokeinu. And then it says, Atzur Tamim Pa'alo. You should know that's the greatness of God's actions, that He's, it's beyond us. His Schar V'Onesh. And this, with this, we can explain the Gemara in Yume on page 69b. Lama nikra shemam anshei kineses hagadola shechziru atara liyoshna asa Moshe amar akel hagadol agibur vanoira asir miyahu v'omar. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are they called anshei kineses hagadola? Because they brought the crown back to its original glory. Moshe Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu said, what? The goyim are makriv in the heichal. Where is Hashem's noros? So he didn't say Nora. Daniel said, what? The goyim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, are subordinating his sons. Where's Hashem's gvura? So he didn't say gibor. So Yirmiyahu knocked off Nora. Daniel knocked off gibor. And they said, no! The Anshei Kineses Hagadola said, no, it's Hashem's gvura. He's kovish kaso. Captures his anger. Where's his Noros? His Noros is that we, the Jewish people, are able to exist among the 70 nations, the 70 wolves that want to eat us up. Frekta Maharsha, what about the Gadol? The answer is, Gibor and Nora relate to us. You say, we don't see Gibor and Nora. Gadol's mitzad atzmo. So if there's no question on the Gadol, Gadol's beyond us. That's not the stira. What the Goyim are doing is not a stira to Gadol. Because the Hashem's godless is beyond us. But the Gibor and the Nora, that we're supposed to understand. That's the Eid Kasha. So Frekta Mefarshim, with this we can also understand the Kasha and the Kasha and Mefarshim. And that is, that since the Anshei Kineses Hagadola were Machzir, the Gibor and the Nora, and not the Gadol, they shouldn't be called Anshei Kineses Hagadol. They should be called Anshei Kineses Hanora, Anshei Kineses Hagvura. They brought back the Gibor and the Nora, not the Gadol. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Even according to what the Anshei Kineses Hagadol said, Adarabba, those are his Gvuras, those are his Naros. It's still not Gibor and Nora lefit fisatenu. And they're just saying that since it says a Gibor and Nora v'hemshek the Gadol, the midas of Gibor and Nora are also not the fiat fisa, just like Gadol is in the fiat fisa. So the Eger Chiddush is klape the Gadol that Hashem has on Hoga that we don't understand. The Gibor and the Nora, what's the Gibor? No, it's a different type of Gvur that Hashem is Kovish Kasa. And that's beyond us. Why should Hashem be Kovish Kasa? They deserve the Kasa. Nora, that we're able to exist. That's beyond us because we see Hashem's Noros is that He instills fear in people. Here, there's no fear. So this is a new understanding, a higher understanding of Gibor and Nora, which isn't necessarily the way we understand it. So this is sort of beyond us. So the Iker Chiddush is on the Gadol. That Hashem has a different way of looking at things than we do. And therefore, we have to redefine the Gvur and the Nora because of the Gadol. So since the primary Chiddush is the Gadol, they call them Anshei Kineses Hagadola. The Chiddush is that Hashem has the Hashem's, they restored the Hashem's Gedula, meaning that we appreciate Hashem. We don't try to look at things through our eyes. We look at things through Hashem's eyes. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this pasuk. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.